In Parliament yesterday, the Water Affairs Minister, Gugulain Quinty, delivered his budget speech. He said officials who had allowed misspending that led to the department being what he's described as a mess would be given a second chance. He doesn't want to condemn young people. He also says people had been put in a position where there were billions of rand floating around that didn't have programs to go to, and thus they were tempted into some of these practices. And Quinty took over the department from the Water Affairs Minister, current Communications Minister Nomvula Mokonyane, earlier this year. We were due to speak to the Deputy Minister of Water and Sanitation, Pamela Tswete. We were informed that she unfortunately is not well this morning, and at the last minute the spokesperson for the department, Sputnik Ratau, has jumped in. Sputnik, good morning.
Good morning, Kevin.
Thank you
thanks for your time.
Sure. Thanks for speaking to us at short notice. Minister Nkwinti says there were billions of rand moving around without programs to be spent on. What was happening at the ministry?
Well, what Minister was saying is that what he has observed is that, you know, that the department, true, works with a budget that is quite huge when you look at it. What needs to happen is that there needs to be a certainty of where the money is being directed to. And one of the things that he's saying is that the kind of operations where you had open-ended contracts is a thing that led to the kind of temptation or incidences that might have led to a mismanagement of programs as well as funding. And that is what he is looking at to say that is untenable, and therefore that needs to be brought into line so that people can be able to be responsible and therefore be able to be accountable when the need arises.
Many of the contracts that were signed, they're still being fulfilled. Are you going to try and stop those contracts, maybe go to court?
There is a thinking that he has to say he might need to he's considering approaching cabinet to say, you know, some of these contracts that are not working very well for the good of the country based on how they have been structured, he would want to make a proposal that some of those might need to be cancelled or those might need to be curtailed to a certain point so that, you know, the department and ultimately government does not continue to spend on contracts that are not actually beneficial. So that is something that he is looking at very strongly.
I mean, it seems incredible that all of this happens, Sputnik. I mean, when he says, when the minister says that billions of rand were floating around without sort of, you know, programs to go on, what was actually going on?
Part of what he was referring to is the fact that some of the funding that we receive as the department, almost about 8 billion rand, is actually not meant for spending in the department itself, but the department is kind of a conduit for the grants that are directed at especially municipalities, whereas once that funding is at the hands of the municipalities, the department does not actually have control over that. And yet, as a department that has taken those funds into its accounts, the department still needs to account for what it cannot be able to, because it doesn't ultimately have the responses to what actually happened to that funding, because in most cases you would find that it might have been redirected to other things that were not meant for what it was supposed to do when it was channeled through.
From the outside, Sputnik, I mean, are we looking at using the word looting here?
There is that word that easily comes to mind, and obviously, Stephen, you know, it would be unthinkable that one would expect that you know, the population, when it looks at some of those activities, would not be able to come to such conclusions. And yet, whereas there are instances where there should have been explanations that are valid, that are credible, but because there are no programs that we can be able to point to, that we can be able to say this money has done this and that and the other, it becomes difficult for us to actually put a weight to it.
I mean, the question would have to be, Sputnik, you know, so many people in the department, we understand that people, you know, sort of often ascribe the blame to this, to the minister, Nomvula Mokonyane. The people working for it at the time, I'm afraid I'll probably have to include yourself there, surely, you know, someone should have been blowing the whistle that all of this was wrong.
Yes, and there has been a lot of whistleblowing that has happened, Stephen, and that is why, if you remember, that the public protector has quite some work that the office has been doing around the department, the SIU as well. And part of what is expected to come out, you remember that as well, Parliament has made a pronouncement on what it would want to see happening going forward. I believe, and the most of my colleagues believe that, you know, once that process is underway, it will be able to reveal exactly where what the status is, and people will be able to be accountable. And we believe that that can actually assist in making sure that going forward, there is a clear understanding of roles and responsibilities and what you can and cannot do. And maybe sometimes there has been an issue of overextending one's responsibilities or maybe capacity to be able to do certain things, and that could have created such problems.
Sputnik Rantau, thank you. Spokesperson for the Minister of Water and Sanitation.